This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So Donnie, Football Friday, that doesn't mean we won't talk a little baseball, especially with our friend and yours, Mr. Bob Walk. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount. Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, great to have you. Man, there's
Joe. I want to say happy birthday.
Thank you. All right, let's start there, Bob. We're going to have to start there. I appreciate that. It sounds sounds like you may have heard the Greg Brown clip. I consider Greg a friend. We don't go out, you know.
Oh, no, I had no idea. I was getting back from lunch, and Greg called me and said, "Hey, you going on today? Do me a favor and show happy birthday." So I said, "Yeah, okay."
Greg said
I didn't know. Yeah, he just called and asked me if I'd do that. So I said, yeah, sure, I'll do
it. All right. Well, I want you to help interpret this. You're a very thoughtful man. And Greg and I consider him a friend. The other day, we were talking about, what were we talking about, Limits? What were they how the Pirates, I think, are closer than people believe.
So, yeah, the starting pitching and stuff. You're talking about that. Yeah,
and then apparently Greg had just said that, and I had said it, a couple days before that. So we agree on that. And this is what happened, Bob. Give this a listen. Andrew Filippone jumps in here, and then Mueller. Take a listen.
Starkey said that, and you know how negative he can be, and he did turn 60 today.
He pounded the table, Brownie, and said they're going to have a good rotation next year and that they already have one right now. And, yes, he did turn 60 today.
Well, anyway, I mean, to the point.
Bob, what happened there? Greg couldn't get away from that fast enough.
Well, yeah, he definitely gave you the Greg Brown fake laugh. I've said that a billion times. There's no doubt about that. But, you consider him a friend. I mean, he's like a brother to me. I've sat next to him now for about, 35 years, some ridiculous amount of time or whatever. And not once can I ever remember him saying happy birthday to me in those 35 years. So,
okay.
You're not alone. You're not alone. But, that was definitely the Greg Brown fake laugh. There's no doubt about that. I would know that forever.
All right, so maybe like Ron Cook was averse to his own birthday, perhaps Greg is averse to others' birthdays. Just doesn't want to wish people a happy birthday. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. I mean, we've thrown several parties for his birthday over the years, but he's just He just walked right by that and didn't give you the time of day. But I know how you feel. I know how you feel. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Let's move on to the Pirates. You and I have talked Skeens a million times already. That, man, there's two other young arms there, at least two, but two in particular that really intrigue me, Bob. And that's Ashcraft and, of course, Bubba Chandler. Your early impressions of Chandler, and then how about Ashcraft? I mean, I see a spot for him in next year's rotation.
Yeah, the thing with Ashcraft, you can say this, I guess, about every minor leaguer that comes up now, is the lack of innings that they have. They come up here and they really haven't pitched many. Ashcraft has had some injury problems in the minor leagues, which is gone beyond the normal artificial holding people back. He has been held back from throwing a lot of innings because of injury a couple of times. So, you know, I can understand them at this point being reluctant to all go out there and throw 100 pitches and give me six innings every night. So they're being very conservative. But I'm with you, and I talked a little bit about this last week that I'm a big believer, and I've said this my whole career as an announcer. You can never have enough starting pitching. Don't ever think you have enough starting pitching. But with the limited resources that we have, I mean, we're not big spenders. I get that. The one place where I think you can feel a little comfortable, still it can bite you in the rear end. But is you're starting pitching. I mean, we have to go hard on offense. If we would have had a run of the mill mediocre offense this year, we would have been a 500 team at least, maybe even a little bit better, maybe looking at trying to win a wild card. But the starting rotation was really the only thing that you could lean on all year long, and we lost so many close games and low scoring games where just a couple of runs different would have made a difference. And also, there's been a lot of times this year, and I've been guilty of this, saying, well, we ran the bases poorly tonight. We did this. Oh, we made a bad error. All these things. If you're scoring, four or five runs every single night, you don't notice some of these things. They don't cost you a game. So we don't talk about them for 3 days over the next week,
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I think having a better offense will just make the whole team look a little bit better, because every mistake we have now is like under a microscope all the time, and we talk about it and say, oh, we cost us because we made the last out at third. We didn't know how many outs there were. We took off running and there was one out. There wasn't two. I mean, there's little things like that, and it makes us look so bad because now we lose that game 2-1 instead of winning it 5-2, and it's a big deal. So I'm with you. If we have to stay pat somewhere, let's roll the dice. Go with the young pitchers on the starting rotation. I think they're looking great, and do what we can to find some offense. I know we're not going to be a lumber company, but we don't have to be. We just have to be better than we've been.
Bob, speaking of the Pirates offense, Noah Hiles, who covers the team for the Post-Gazette, he put out there about a half hour ago that the Pirates have placed Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on outright waivers. Last month, we sit at the trade deadline and expect the Pirates to move on from some veterans, Andrew Heaney, IKF, Tommy Pham. Two of those three guys now pretty much done as Pirates. Does it feel like a bit of a gut punch at all when you think, man, they probably could have gotten at least something for these guys at the trade deadline, and now here we are just getting rid of them for nothing a month later?
You're not going to get anything for Heaney at the trade deadline. There's just no way.
The other guys, I felt like they would have absolutely gotten
some calls. The other two guys, I felt like they had value, but even the value they have is not value where you're going to move the needle in any kind of trade. In fact, you're going to get back, an A-ball left-handed out of the bullpen guy that's maybe a prospect, might be able to help you a couple of years later. And then we're going to, you know, sit here and talk about, wow, man, they really didn't do very good there. Look, we, you know, another prospect that's 2 years away. You're not going to get anybody. And I think maybe they were a little surprised like that about that and thought, well, we're not just going to give them away, so we'll hold on to them. Now, I think that in Connor Falefa's, I'll be surprised if somebody doesn't pick him up because he would make a pretty good bench player, I think, on a team that's in the hunt. I would, if I had a place for him as an extra guy and I was in the hunt, I definitely would pick him up. He can play defense in the infield very well, just about anywhere. You know, he's just a singles hitter, just kind of slaps the ball around. But as an extra guy off the bench, utility player, I mean, that's what you're kind of looking for, somebody like that. So, you know, I think he'll get picked up, but he's not a guy that you're going to trade a whole lot for. You know, that's for sure. And I think that, you know, that's why they weren't moved. You know, at the end, Pham had hit very poorly first half of the season and was starting to really come on. You know, I think if the trading deadline was September 1st, I think Pham would probably be moved because he's definitely returned to form these last few months of the season here with the bat. You know, second half of the season, he's been really good. If he would have hit like this in the first half of the season, you know, I think he would have been an easy guy to trade, but that just wasn't the case. And so I don't know, you know, what's going on with him right now, but, you know, he's one of our best offensive players and has been for quite some time. And you throw in the fact, even at an older age, he still plays a really good outfield. So I'm a little bit surprised that, you know, there were no takers for him, but, you know, he just didn't have that track record of hitting well. And you combine that with his age, and, you know, a lot of people were saying, and I'm sure, well, maybe this is it for him. Maybe this is going to be his last year, and we're not going to give anything for him. We'll go another route with somebody else. But, you know, if anybody was saying that when looking back on it now, maybe they made the wrong decision. But at least I think Connor Falefa is going to go out there and get some type of an offer, and he may be playing some competitive ball games, you know, going down the stretch here.
Bob, we appreciate the time. We'll check in next week around the same time, and if you see Greg, tell him thank you for his happy birthday wish.
I'm going to bury him when I see him. Don't worry about that. I'll be making up. I'll make this sound like way bigger deal. I'll say it's all I've been talking about the whole time you guys have been gone.
That's incredible.
I'll make him feel bad for you.
Good. I appreciate that. That's what friends do. Thank you, Bob.
All right, there's that laugh again.
I know.
It's gonna, I just heard it. Yeah.
It's haunting me now.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, That's it. I've heard it so many times.
See Bob.
Oh, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Bob, yeah, should we play
Bob?
He's
really good. If you're in person, he'll also give you a leg slap to his knee. to emphasize the laugh.
Bob, I think they could replace it when they do the, it's like the old school pirate laugh. They could just replace that with Greg Brown's laugh.
Well,
that would be awesome.
That would be incredible. Great. I also, what would happen, Bob, if we juxtaposed Brownie's fake laugh with your turkey call?
Got. Oh, yeah. Feels too good. You can have him laughing at my turkey call.
Limits, can you have that? The turkey call followed by the Brown laugh. Is that possible back there? I don't know.
Within the span of about 5 seconds, it is.
All right.
And then our dear friend, Greg Brown, and his laugh. Fascinating.
Well, by the way, you guys never asked how I did turkey hunting.
We did that. You said you weren't very successful that day. You were with your
son. Oh,
you did
ask. Okay, my mistake then. Yeah, it was horrible.
You went.
It was horrible.
Yeah, you went something like 0-7. You had a, I don't know, pick one of these guys that the Pirates.
Yeah, we went for a nice long walk, and that was about it.
Well, yeah, that's a good day.
Made a lot of a lot of real turkey calls. I don't do the turkey calling. He does, obviously. But, yeah, we couldn't get anything to answer us.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob.
All right. You guys take care.
Take
Have a good
care.
Time, and I'll see you around.
See ya. He's the best, isn't he, Donnie?
That was great. I love that he called out the fake Greg Brown laugh.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, you need that to happen from the broadcast partner.
Right. And
like, oh, I've heard that fake laugh a million times.
Yeah, Bob's going to get after him a little bit. Did you know the story of the turkey call?
I did not.
Yeah, do you want to take another listen to that? Just to analyze it a little bit? Go ahead, Limits, if you have it. This is
what? I mean, if I was a turkey, that would draw me in.
Would it? What part of it would draw you in, I wonder? And then what if they went out turkey hunting and instead of the turkey call, Greg Brown's laugh went out to the turkeys? What happens?
Oh, they're
then,
all going to flock away. They're all going to fly
limits
south.
To the turkey, are they drawn in by the brownie fake laugh, or are they repelled by it and leave?
No, oh, I think they're ultimately repelled.
Yeah, I think they hear that and they're flying south.
Even if it's not the winner, Donnie.
All right. We have a quiz show coming up, but first, we have a college football weekend. So us three, and I want you guys to agree to this, we haven't spoken about this yet. We're going to predict games, obviously all the local games, okay? Meaning also AFC North games. So every week, Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Ravens, Pitt, West Virginia, and Penn State, okay?
Yep.
Everybody agreeable to that?
Agreed.
That will sometimes mean as many as, what, seven games or so? But could be as, you know, fewer than that, depending on who's playing who. We'll pick eight games in all every week, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to start now, believe it or not, with college. There's no need to dive into these deeply, but we're going to do eight games.
I have eight games, or did you want to present eight other games, Joe?
Holy horse milk. You've already done this, Limits?
That's why I'm the son of a young newshound.
Limits doing his homework here.
All right, give us the games. Let's go.
These
here.
Are all the best games in college football. Well, let's go.
Well, wait a second. Do you have Pitt, Penn State, and West Virginia
on
here? What a man you've become. Let's go.
Oh, you know it.
Donnie, we only have 2 minutes. It's a 2-minute drill.
We'll do the local teams last, gentlemen. Let's first start with number one, Texas, at number three, Ohio State. The Buckeyes favored by 1.5, Donnie.
Oh, I'm going to take Ohio State to win this game out of the gate. This is the first big-time game we have Arch Manning as the Texas QB. Give me the Buckeyes at home.
Me too. I think the Buckeyes are better than people think. I think they're going to hammer old Arch Manning. Give me the Buckeyes.
Surprisingly, clean sweep all around. Ohio State gets it done. Number eight, Alabama, favored by 14.5. That's the tricky number at Florida State.
Man, Alabama's really good. I'm sorry, Donnie. I jumped in your place there.
No, that's fine.
I'm taking Alabama to go on the road. Alabama's going to make the playoff this year, and it's going to start with a statement in week one.
I'm taking them, too. I mean, Florida State was awful last year. I think Alabama, they love to take care of business in week one. I know it's not Saban anymore, but they're going to do more of the same.
Alabama's going to win, but I don't see them getting blown out, and especially because it is week one. Give me Florida State with the points. LSU at number four, Clemson, 4.5 is the line favoring the Tigers, Donnie, and it's the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, and they're both Death Valley teams as well. I'm going to go with Clemson in a close game. What did you say the spread was there?
4.5 by Clemson.
I'll take them by like 6 points. Clemson, a team, though, earlier, if you were following along, I have them in the national championship game. I'll take them to win this one, but a narrow margin.
This is a sentimental pick for me. I can't stand Brian Kelly. I want him to wake up pounding tables again. So I'm going to go with Clemson to cover here. I hope Brian Kelly fails again.
I think that LSU is going to be able to cover. It's a 3-point game. Clemson wins. Monday night, number six, Notre Dame is favored by just 2.5 at number 10, Miami, Joe.
Ooh, I'm going to take... See, Miami is intriguing to me this season. But I'm going to take Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman to go on the road and cover and win this game, Donnie.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame goes in there. I forget what Austin even said the spread was.
Two and a half.
Okay, yeah, I think Notre Dame goes in and takes care of business. I think it's a 10-plus point win.
All right, fellas, before we get to the local teams, let's do Thursday Night Football to start the season. By the time we meet again, Cowboys-Eagles will have played. The Eagles are favored by 7.5, Donnie.
Oh, I like the Eagles here by 10-plus. I mean, the Cowboys are in a bit of disarray after yesterday. They have some stuff on offense. I think the Eagles cruise in, take care of business easily.
Eagles big limits.
Eagles as well. RMU football is at West Virginia. The spread is 35.5. Jeez, Joe. That's a lot.
38.5
is the number.
I'm going to take Robert Morris to cover. RMU! They're only going to lose by 37.5.
Give me Bobby Moe.
Clean sweep the Colonials,
yeah,
my former
baby.
Stomping grounds.
Down goes Crowley.
Nevada at Penn State, 43.5 is the line, Donnie.
Penn State. I think Penn State, it could be 44-0, and there we go.
It could be a 68.5 point spread, honestly, and I think I'm taking Penn State.
We're all going with Penn State. What about Duquesne at Pitt? 37.5 is the number.
Pitt wins the game with comfort, but put up your Dukes, baby, because the Duquesne Dukes are going to cover that big spread.
Wow. I'm going to take Pitt to cover this. I think they'll win 47 to 10 would only be 37.
That's a Duquesne cover.
Mm-hmm. Put up your Dukes.
I'm taking the Dukes
to cover.
Man, my heart is telling me to pick Duquesne. My mind is telling me to pick Pitt. But this is the time that I'm going to ultimately go with my heart, and this might be the game that cost me at the very end of the season. Give me the Dukes to win it for my friend.
I like that. Did I do the other reads for the first hour limits or no? I can't remember.
No.
I have no memory of this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sorry, Donnie, that you have to witness this between limits and I.
Yeah, I'll apologize for Joe, Donnie.
Hope there's no trouble in paradise here, boys.
This guy's suddenly become a stickler, and now he's telling me, did you read this, the one read we do? Of course I did. He tells me to do it every day at a certain time. I told him today I'm doing it. I'll finally do it at the time you want. I did it, and then he asked me if I did it, Donnie. Did you witness all this?
In his defense, we are often in the position where we're the ones getting yelled at if
yes,
we do
we are.
This.
Which is why I read it. At. Which is why I read it.
Well, that's
I was asking to confirm.
I thought if it's the thing that you want me to read so badly, then why didn't you check it when I read it?
Lots going on here, Joe. I'm doing
lots
a lot of podcasting
going on here.
Stuff and making sure that the quiz show
a
runs
lot's
fine.
Going on out here, making sure that a radio show runs fine. I've got Donnie, our guest, in front of me. I've got you. I've got reads that you're yelling at me at. I've got
not
a show
yelling.
To run.
I'm just asking. Not yelling.
I'm sorry, Donnie, that you have to witness this
yeah,
between
Donnie,
you.
All the blame always goes on me, Donnie, but that's okay.
Who said I was blaming you? I said that you have to witness this between us. Limits. Unbelievable, Donnie. Is it this guy? Now I am blaming him. All right, let's do a quiz show. We have a new opening to the quiz show. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township, and our What's Cooking segment brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Cloudy today and a high of 70. Give me a 70 who's not Ernie Stautner, who we've done a lot here, from Steelers history or Penguins history or anybody's history. A great number 70, Donnie. Or a 70.
Jesus, I don't know if
period. I can't think of one either.
I mean, that's the only Steeler that comes to mind.
Great weather for high, well, because I guess they retired it then, yeah. So it would have been all before Ernie Stautner. Great weather for high school football. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Maybe we can ask Cookie, who wore number 70 back in the 40s for the Steelers, Donnie. Louis Domingue. Good old spicy.
Wow, that's a good
spicy
poll.
Pork and broccoli. Louis Domingue wore number 70.
That might be our pick.
This is gigantic limits. Let's do the opening of our quiz show, Donnie. I've revamped the song. It's now been streamlined. Here we go.
Hello, quiz show. Oh, limits, questions blow. We're glad you're here, so grab a beer with Donnie and Joe.
You like it, Donnie?
Oh, I like that. Did you do that little thing with your...
Yeah, the little Louis Armstrong thing at the end.
Yeah.
All right, let's go, limits. Here we go.
The Quiz Callous music. We're adopting it for the quiz show.
I like having a music bed underneath, though. That's nice.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, first question to Donnie. We'll try to get through all seven. Donnie, the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers yesterday for a package including two first-round picks. Who was the last pass rusher to be traded for two first-round picks, and who was it to?
Khalil Mack. He got traded from the Raiders to the Bears.
Donnie, off to a fast start.
And what an ovation for Donnie. Question that easy, limits. I already mentioned that earlier in the show.
Here we go. A second in, and he's already blaming the questions.
Oh, limits, questions blow. Yep.
All right, Joe. Next question is to you. I've only said it four times.
Donnie, is the song catchy? The opening song?
I like the song. Yeah. Now I like the bed.
Me too. Go ahead, limits.
All right, Joe. Pitt hosts Duquesne in the season opener at Acrisure Stadium for the first time since 1939. Duquesne won that game 21-13.
I remember I was there.
Joe, what conference does Duquesne football play in?
Oh, my God. What conference?
Yep. What conference does Duquesne football play in?
The Atlantic 10.
Wrong.
Donnie?
I froze up the same way that you did, Joe. It's not like the NEC. I'll go with the NEC. I don't think that's it.
Oh, my God.
Donnie!
You're looking at your computer, Donnie.
No,
yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're looking at a computer over there.
And what do you have in front of you?
A computer?
Donnie hits it. The NEC, that is where they play the games. The crowd
loves it.
No, they
don't. That's Robert Morris's conference.
Yes, it is. It was. RMU's not in that conference anymore. At least they weren't last time I checked.
All right, I'm way behind here.
You're behind.
Next.
Donnie, next question's to you. Pitt running back Dez Reed was named a preseason All-American before the start of the season. Who was the last Pitt player to be named a consensus All-American? When I say a consensus All-American, that's a player who is listed as a first-team All-American by at least half of the recognized list, and we're talking about postseason. Who was the last to be named after the season a consensus All-American for Pitt?
I will go with...
At running back. At running back. Making sure I specify.
Tony Dorsett.
Is incorrect.
There's a lot of good names there, I just realized.
James Conner.
Incorrect.
Ah!
Shady McCoy.
I thought that was it, but no. It's not LeSean McCoy.
Deion Lewis.
Incorrect. Not Deion Lewis. I was surprised by this one.
Curtis, my favorite Martin.
Not your favorite Martin today.
I mean, we're running out of running backs now. We've named a bunch of great Pitt running backs. The guy who ran for 300 yards.
The guy who?
Israel Abinakanda.
No. Incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry, that was
Kevon Barlow?
No.
Ironhead Hayward?
Joe, you got it. Ironhead Hayward in 87.
How about that?
What a pull for Joe.
I'm back in the ball game.
Big get for Joe there.
That was gigantic.
Yeah.
That saved my game.
Joe, I'm going to give you the option. Do you want the Penn State question or the Pitt question?
Pitt question.
Joe, who was the last Pitt consensus All-American at any position?
Aaron Donald.
Incorrect.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Incorrect. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's a little bit more recent than that long ago.
A little bit. Oh, Kenny Pickett.
Incorrect.
What?
Not consensus.
Darrell Revis.
Incorrect.
I guess he would have been before Donald, but he was after Fitzgerald.
Donnie, the tackle, O'Neal.
Brian O'Neal?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, I like that guess.
That's a good guess.
I thought so.
Jordan Addison.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Last Donnie. 5 years, gentlemen. Last 5 years.
The last the last 5 years? I'm drawing a blank, Donnie. I can't think now. I'm panicking, and that's not good on live radio.
Basically from the COVID season until now.
That would be correct.
The COVID season until now, has there been a pass rusher selected? Has there been an offensive lineman, a tight end, a receiver? I can't believe it's not Jordan Addison.
And it's Joe's guess here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I give up.
Donnie, your next guess.
My only other thought was Kalijah Kancey.
Oh, my.
Donnie,
boom,
got it. Wow. Donnie at the buzzer. Kalijah Kancey in 2022 is correct.
What's the score?
3-1. Donnie leads.
What are we on? Question are we on?
We are on question number 5.
All right, we got to hurry now.
Donnie, Drew Aller has the 7th best odds to win the Heisman. Who was the last Penn State player to win the Heisman Trophy?
Oh, John Cappelletti.
Donnie's rolling. Cappelletti in 73. The only Penn State player to win the Heisman. Joe.
It's over, Limits, but go ahead. Now I'm just playing for pride.
All right, play for pride. Duquesne's Art Rooney Field is known throughout the century, not just for its backdrops, but also this fact about the stadium on game days.
What? What are you talking about? What fact?
He hates the questions again, Donnie.
It's the smallest stadium in college football.
You got it, Joe. Yes, it's correct.
Yeah, that's what my only thought was.
Small solace now. Oh, wait a second. The last one's worth 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can win it with a walk-off. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's what we're I thought.
Well, why didn't you correct me when I said
it? That's why I kept going.
All right.
All right, we have a minute.
Donnie, I'm alive and well here.
Look how his mood just completely shifts with that one, Donnie. All right, Donnie, the question's to you. You have the choice. 13 Penn State starters, and I mean starters on this season's team, had the chance to leave school early and declare for the 2025 NFL draft. I'm not accounting for transfers, just players that were on last year's team that are playing on this year's team. Meaning they were either redshirt sophomores, they were juniors,
or seniors.
Yeah, we got
it, Limits. Let's go.
Let me explain it. How many of the 13 can you name, Donnie?
Oof. I feel like I can only name like one or two.
Which one? Pick.
I'll say two.
Name my gosh.
I will go Katron Allen and Nicholas Singleton.
And you got it.
I'll see you.
Joe's leaving.
He's got a tea time. Out here in shambles.
Shaking his head. See you, Donnie. Donnie wins the first quiz show.
See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.